If you're tired of waiting in line to the coffee shop for fancy coffee, then you need to check out Coffee Topper's Cold Foam, your shortcut to barista-quality beverages at home. No mess, no hassle. Just skip that line and flex your at-home barista skills. Whether you like a little foam or a lot, enhance your coffee or maybe it's tea or soda. So many drink options. They taste amazing with Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com or find it at your closest retail location or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's Coffee ToppersFoam.com.
St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's StBonaventureMission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. BonaventureMission.org. Wendy's has another sweet reason to get out of bed, the new cinnamon pull-apart. It's at Wendy's, satisfying all your sweet morning cravings with all the bakery-inspired flavors you love from Cinnabon, like sweet, warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough, the perfect ooey-gooey texture, and a little dollop of that signature cream cheese frosting. It's all served in a way that's easy to eat and easy to love. Get the best part in every single bite with Cinnabon Pull-Apart. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. The new Cinnabon Pull-Apart. Only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
This episode is brought to you by Lumen, a line of brilliant men's skincare solutions crafted especially for men who want to look and feel their brightest. Do you find yourself staring at those fine lines and dark circles in the mirror? Meet Lumen Skin's Dark Circle Defense Balm, a lightweight gel with caffeine to brighten and smooth skin, and lemon extract to cleanse and rejuvenate, evening out those dark spots. Try Lumen's Dark Circle Defense Balm for free. Visit lumenskin.com/Elvis for your trial. Say goodbye to the fine lines and under-eye bags, and hello to a refreshed you.
It's time to go around the room with Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Anywho, let's go around the room, see what's on your minds, and then I'm going to get some sound from Garrett. That's on the way. We'll start with you, Gandhi. By the way, do you miss your sister Danielle today?
I do, very much. I'm very excited for her to be back tomorrow.
Are we all that bad, really?
No, I just miss her laughing and, like, you know, having a good time in here and going and getting things to eat with me. It's great.
Yeah, I know. I miss her, too. Anyway, she will be back tomorrow. That's good. You know, every once in a while we should, like, take a day off individually just to kind of be missed.
Yes, I think that's important.
All right.
I'll go tomorrow.
I'm tomorrow. All right, what's on your mind today? What's going on?
Okay, so I was scrolling through Instagram, and one of the pages I follow is Masterclass, and it really caught my attention because a man was talking about how your strategy is only as good as your ability to articulate it. And I thought, what is he saying? Oh my God, that's so true. You might
say
have,
that again.
Your strategy is only as good as your ability to articulate it. And
there
it's all about speaking and how to make things concise and powerful and how impactful things are, even just the structure in which you put your thoughts, it's important. And I was blown away by this, and I just thought I would share it with everybody else that is true. Your strategy is only as good as how well you can articulate it. So maybe take a public speaking class. It will do you so well in so many aspects of your life.
I agree. I need to do that.
Yeah. When people are good speakers, people just tend to believe what they're saying without even checking it. They're like, oh, that sounded right. I'm going to go with it. You could convince people of a lot of stuff if you're a good speaker.
I'm an awful public speaker. Every time I'm asked to do like a commencement speech or something, I'm like, no, I don't.
Really?
I don't do that. I don't do speeches. I'm not good at it.
Okay.
Not
maybe
good
this
at
class
it.
Will help you out.
Okay, I'm going to go take a class. Hey, Askari, what's up with you today?
I don't understand ATM waiting in line etiquette. Especially when there's
what
just...
What is there to understand?
Well, because I get awkward. Yesterday, I had to go take out money, and there was an elderly woman in front of me at the ATM. It was just the two of us in this area. So she goes into the booth, and I start following her into the booth, but it's one of those, like, vestibule hallway things that really is good for 1.5 people. But I walked in, I'm realizing if I'm standing in here, I'm standing like kind of on top of her. So then I awkwardly kind of backed out. I said, I'll just wait for you to finish. So I went outside, but now it looks like I'm about to rob the woman as she's walking out of the ATM. All I get is these weird feelings about like how to act, how to look, where to put my hands.
Where are you going to put your hands?
No, because if you think about
where are you going to put your hands while waiting in the vestibule?
The last thing I want to do is make someone fearful of snatching taking out cash. Money.
Yeah, you're well, really you know
so I'm like,
when we take money out of ATMs, we're all putting our lives in, yeah. in the universe's
it's
hands.
A weird
I mean,
thing to do.
But I get self-conscious in the waiting line, thinking that. How do I behave when the person in front of me is taking out their money? What do I do? Where do I look? Am I supposed to look at my phone? No, that could be too look like I'm too sus because I'm looking at my phone.
Oh,
now.
Oh wow, you jump, scary, scary! You're gonna drive yourself nuts.
I just can't stop thinking about where you put your.
You
hands.
Know what I do?
Put them in your pocket,
man. Here's my rule of thumb for ATM. This is mine. Yeah. Give them space where you're not over the shoulder looking at their code, and that's all you owe them. That's really okay. That's it because it's just. Working an ATM is just a part of life. I know if you're in an enclosed vestibule with them, if it's too small and you feel like it's too crowded in there, I wait outside.
Right.
But if someone comes up after you while you're waiting outside, are they going to open the door and go in front of you? And
that's exactly
it. No, you need to say I'm just waiting for the herd to finish, then I'm going to go in, and well, then you hope they give you the space too.
Okay, but I'm just telling you know that there have been times where I've seen somebody at the ATM. I'm like, I'll come back later. And I walk away until there's like nobody at the machine.
Okay.
And I can't even wait in line.
If these are the things that consume you, what do I do? It's about me, really. No. Nate, what's up with you today?
Okay, so on Friday, Louis Gossett Jr. passed away. And if you don't know who he is, do yourself a favor and Google him. And figure it out. He was the first black male actor to win a Best Supporting Oscar. And over the weekend, I decided, you know what? I'm going to watch An Officer and a Gentleman, which was the movie he won that for. And what a fantastic performance. So thank you, Louis. You are a great actor. And I hope you're acting up there in heaven.
Absolutely. He was in his 80s, right? I think he wasn't that old.
87. Yeah.
Hey, Producer Sam, what's up with you today?
I, for one, am pretty pissed that Danielle's not here today because I love fashion, and although people don't often like my fashion, and she is one of them, she is one of the people I like to show things to when I have them. And I bought these funky sneakers I'm wearing today, and they
those are cool.
A square toe, and I couldn't tell if Danielle was going to love them or hate them. First day wearing them, so excited to show her. She's not here.
Aw.
This is absurd. Cancel the whole day. Why am I even at work? I'm so
your upset. Fashion is lost on us. It's all in Danielle's opinion.
I love
those
it.
Are cool.
Because sometimes, thank you, Elvis. Because she well, either loves it or hates
wear
it.
Wear them later this week. We won't say anything.
Okay, thank you. Everyone, erase.
Heaven forbid you be seen in the same sneakers twice.
Oh, sweetie, no. We throw out all shoes after wearing them once.
Oh, so disposable. Hey, Froggy, what's on your mind today?
So sometimes a meme pops up on my timeline, and it is definitely it could be written by somebody on the show. So I'm going to read it, and I want you to tell me who wrote this on our show. I want dogs to be allowed more places and children under 8 not to be. Who Gandhi. On our show would have written that?
Gandhi.
Yes.
100%.
Well, I think that's
the first
actually.
Person I thought of was Gandhi. Dogs everywhere, kids under 8 not included.
Absolutely. Dogs are controllable.
They are.
You definitely have your opinion. Absolutely.
We love pups.